This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver International Airport experienced a major power outage around 9 this morning. Some systems came back online quickly. Others took more than an hour, including the airport's trains. The outage led to a ground stoppage, but things were back to normal by noon. It's unclear what caused the outage, but officials said the problem came from an Xcel substation. Visits to national parks dipped slightly in 2025 after record crowds the year before. As parks prepare for a big 2026, the country's 250th birthday, advocates are pushing Congress to renew a key fund for overdue repairs. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen.
The Public Lands Legacy Restoration Fund has provided up to $2 billion a year since 2021 for deferred maintenance, but it expired last fall. Bipartisan lawmakers introduced a bill to restore it for 8 more years, but it hasn't moved forward. Chris Bell with People for Bikes in Boulder, Colorado, says it's critical for safe biking.
That depends on having the right investments in place to maintain trails, to fix bridges, to make sure that roads are navigable so that you can get to where you need to go.
Governors from Western states sent Congress a letter earlier this month asking for the fund's renewal. As of last year, there were an estimated $40 billion in deferred repairs on public lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A 20-acre fire in rural Custer County has prompted evacuations just north of Westcliff. The fire is burning in forested public lands. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.